One of the hardest parts of being a mom is letting go of our children. It's one thing to trust God with our own lives. It's another layer of faith to trust Him with our children. Let's talk today about letting go of our children and trusting that God's got them. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. I wonder if Moses' mother ever wished she had done things differently. Was putting him in a basket in the Nile River the only way to protect him? Did she ever regret involving his sister Miriam in this risky endeavor? It's easy for us to see God's purpose and sovereignty in the life of Moses because we know the end of the story. But when Moses' mother let go of that basket, she didn't. I wonder if she was even still alive to see him lead the people out of Egyptian captivity. I've been thinking about the mother of Moses recently as I've been in a season of letting go during this past month. Actually, I've really been in a season of letting go as a mother for the past 20 years. That's part of what we're doing constantly as moms. We let go of one thing after another as our children are growing. You let go of your baby that first time you leave them in the nursery at church. You have to let go of the bicycle so your child can learn to ride on their own. You let go of their wardrobe when you let them choose their own outfit. You let go when you hand them the car keys and send them off on their own that first time. This time for me is one of the big steps of letting go. My daughter graduated high school last year, and the beginning of January, she moved 3 hours away from home. Yet the process started a long time ago, but this was a big step. As a mom, it's hard. It's good. I love what she's doing. She's walking with Jesus. She's following the calling and the path that He's laid out for her. But I miss her. And this season of letting go carries a season of grief. There's a story that I've been telling my mom friends recently that I want to share with you today about the day that we moved her out. But I need to go back a few years to set up this story. There was a day several years ago that we were talking through some of the struggles of life and some of the issues in our culture. And, you know, we were deep in, we were both in tears at different points in the conversation. And there was this point I remember saying, "I'm so sorry that you're having to deal with such deep issues at such a young age." And she looked at me a little perplexed and responded, "Mom, this is just what life is." So in my mind, I'm thinking, that's my point. You don't even understand the deeper issues that we're wrestling with in our culture today that hasn't been the case in generations. But somehow in that moment, as she just looked at me and, you know, said, "Mom, this is how life is," I heard this whisper from the Holy Spirit. It was like He said to me, "Amy, I am well aware of the time of history that I placed her in, and I've got her." That's been one of those messages that just stays in my mind every time I start to worry about my children. God created them. He placed them in this time of history, and I can trust Him to take care of them. It may not look the way that I want it to look, but God is good, and I can trust Him. Well, the day that we moved Malin out, my husband and I went and helped her move all of her things in. We got lunch and all those good things. And then we drove home. I cried as we drove, of course. And then later that evening, texted Malin and just asked how she was doing, how she was feeling. And she said, "Well, I'm feeling good right now." I was a little emotional earlier. She said, "In fact, this sweet old lady in Aldi stopped me and asked if I was okay." So I texted back, "Isn't God kind to remind you that He sees you even in a new place?" Well, that night when I was in bed falling asleep, it's kind of like the Holy Spirit whispered again and said, Amy, that sweet old lady was for you. I still get teary-eyed thinking back to that moment, just as I have with every time I've told the story to my friends. God's got her. And He sent this lady, who I have no idea who she was, to her at that moment to remind me that God sees my child, God cares for my child, and God's got her, even though we're a great distance apart. Well, the first week after she moved out, my emotions were pretty good. I was actually feeling kind of proud of myself. I was like, I'm doing better than when my older son moved out for the first time. But then the second week came, and that's when the grief really set in for me. Something about passing that week mark made me remember that, you know, this isn't just summer camp that she's gone for a short season. You know, this is going to be for a while. Well, in that week, I was very thankful for habits that I've set. Habits of being in God's Word, habits of being in prayer, habits of being in worship throughout my days. And there was one morning that I was reading in Exodus, just because it was part of my daily Bible reading plan. It was just the next thing. And I got to Exodus chapter 2. And I was very comforted by reading the story of the mother of Moses. There's not a whole lot about her in Scripture, but I kind of saw the story from new eyes. So I want to look at it for just a few minutes. Now, I'm not approaching this from the standpoint of a theologian or a historian, and I'm sure there's many things that I'm missing in this text. I'm just kind of looking at it from the heart of a mom and realizing that even thousands of years ago, moms went through a similar process of letting go like we do today. So I want to read a few verses. This is out of Exodus chapter 2. We'll start with verses 1 through 4. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. So I see in these verses that first, Moses' mother had to release him in order to protect him. You know, our tendency as moms is to protect our children, is to keep them close to us. Like, I want to be able to control the circumstances. I want to be there. I want to see all the things, know all the things, hear all the things. But in order to protect Moses, his mother had to release him. Then the story continues on. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile, with her maidens walking alongside the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying. And she had pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. You know, Moses' mother had to release her baby to be protected because there was an order for all of the male infants to be killed at this time. Then Pharaoh's daughter steps in God's sovereignty to protect the life of Moses. But then what I see in this moment for the mother of Moses, she receives a gift. God gives Moses back to her, and she's able to nurse him and care for him. I'm kind of feeling this season with my oldest son right now. So he has actually already moved out for several years. He graduated from college, and right now we have this short season where he's back at home, living here, just saving up some money for a little bit so he's ready to really start on his own as an adult. I know it's a very short season, but it's a gift. And I'm very thankful for what we have right now. I think as we release our children and let go of them in different ways, God's going to give us those moments. It might be a big moment like this season is with my son, but God's going to give us moments to see that he gives our children back to us in different ways to enjoy them for the season. But then verse 10 out of Exodus 2 is what really stood out to me. It says, the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. Moses' mother had to release him again. Just like us, she had to release her child more than once. She had to release him to protect him. But then at this point, she has to release him to be raised by someone else, to be raised by someone who is not a Hebrew, to be raised, educated, influenced by the Egyptian culture. If she hadn't released him, though, he never would have fulfilled his purpose of leading the people out of Egypt. So I see a few things in here for us as moms. One of them is that we need to be willing to release our children and allow other people to influence their lives. You know, there's something in my heart that I want to be the one that my children call and talk to about everything. I want to be the one who God gives wisdom and insight to coach and guide them. And he does in many ways. But I also know they need other people in their lives as well. They need God speaking to them through other people. I also see here that we need to anticipate a future for our children that might be different than what we expect. I don't think there's any way Moses' mother could have anticipated the future that God had for her son when he grew up. I don't think there's any way that we as moms can anticipate the future that God has for our children either. I also think we need to accept that there will be seasons and moments where our children fail. Moses had those moments, but God taught him through those seasons, and he'll teach our children as well. Overall, though, I think that Moses' mother trusted God. She protected her son by doing what she knew how to do. She let go of him, just like we can let go of our children, and trust that God's got them. The one step I want to leave you with today is to ask yourself a couple of questions. How am I letting go of my child right now? Am I trusting that God's got them? I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking at how we can cultivate restful hearts as homeschool moms so that we can care for our children and we can let go of them in the times and seasons that we need to. Until then, I pray that your heart will be filled with peace as you trust that God's got your child.